Committee.
Mr. President, before we close, on behalf of everybody on stage and backstage, I would like to give our thanks to the patient, unflappable, and imperturbable accompanist of the Gridiron Club, Les Carr, and the Tiny Meeker Orchestra.
And now, Mr. Chairman, do you have any closing words for us?
And tonight, goodbye. And point us toward tomorrow. We did what we had to. Regret what we did for laughs, what we did for laughs.
Look, we won't deny the songs were ours to borrow,
but the lines were all brand.
What we did for laughs, what we did for laughs.
Red, white.
I would hope the chorus would have just a minute to come out and join us for the last portion of our marvelous evening together, and to filibuster just a moment, if I may. I think I ought to share with you a secret, and I hope Miss Nancy won't mind my giving it away, but she completely fooled the president. He had the least idea that she was going to appear in our performance this evening. Nobody could have been more surprised than he, not even any of you. And not only that, she came over here and rehearsed it on the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gridiron Club drinks only one toast to the President of the United States. Will you join me? To the President. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. President Cole, I thank you all for allowing us to be present, participate in this artistic and cultural example of the capital city's rich traditions. I'll still be laughing at the humor of tonight in this off-record evening when I'm reading about it in the papers tomorrow. And President Cole is right. I was surprised when I learned that I had come here as just a happy husband and was going home as a stage door Johnny. you're awful cute. May I see you home? I'd like to show you my collection of friendly cartoons from the Post. Take a second to see all of them. Now, probably a lot of you don't believe what I say about what a glamorous experience an evening like this is for us. But it's really true that we lead a simple life, macaroni and cheese for Sunday dinner. As a matter of fact, neither one of us have ever been to one of those shindigs that James Watt gives at the Custis Lee Mansion. There's talk in Hollywood about doing a story of our lives. They're going to call it Ozzie and Harriet Go to Washington. But tonight, I must say, I am really convinced of the awesome power of the press. Demonstrators in white tie and tails. But to show you my appreciation for this evening of fellowship, I'm going to share a few things with you which you can attribute to a high administration source. Now, I'm not really high, it's just that the wine loosens my tongue a little. But we have a few things here that I can tell you. We found the answer to hiding the MX. We're going to put them in potholes. And you've all been concerned, as we all have been, about the problems that the space shuttle is having with the mechanical arm. The answer to that is, Al Haig tried to program it so that it would make an obscene gesture every time it passed over Russia. And just before we left the White House to come here tonight, I received a message that was marked top secret. So it'll probably be on your desks already. But those of you who might not have seen it yet, there are new complications in the El Salvador election. Harold Stassen has entered the race. And now, one little anecdote to add to Senator Packwood's collection. The other day, I told one of the young ladies at the office that I had an appointment at the Smithsonian. She got all teary and started to say goodbye. She thought I was checking in as an exhibit. You'll never know what a kick I got out of President Pertini's visit the other day. It was the first time I'd ever been in the White House with a president that was older than I was. But seriously, how hard to be this evening. It is so healthy to laugh. Someone here tonight knows that very well. A friend of all of ours, certainly my friend and press secretary, Jim Brady. Is a mighty good thing and a rather too scarce a good thing. Yet an evening like this is not just about laughter. It's about freedom, personal liberty as well. You can feel the aura of freedom that envelops this room tonight, the warmth of it. President Cole, member of your profession, William Allen White, once wrote, "Liberty is one thing you cannot have unless you're willing to give it to others." Well, I would answer that the laughter that we've enjoyed tonight also fits that description. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I propose a toast to laughter, to liberty, and may America's supply of both never be scarce. George?
Put you down just to get you up again. To close our evening, in keeping with another what's becoming ancient gridiron tradition, ladies and gentlemen, our senior singer, Mr. Adon Phillips, will now lead us in Auld Lang Syne. At the end, will you please remain in your places until the President, Mrs. Reagan, and Vice President and Mrs. Bush have left the ballroom.